The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
We are live here on Sunday night, kicking off hour three of tonight's program. And, of course, Free Talk Live is on every single night of the week. What more could you ask for from a talk radio show? We produce content every single day, although not we, the three of us, me, Brian, and Mark. But somebody's here every night, including Ian and the rest of the Free Talk Live co-hosts, to make a show for you. And it's on from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time every single night of the week. And you can call in, as always, and bring up anything that's on your mind at 855-450-3733. That's the ProXPN toll-free call-in line for you. As we start off the third hour of tonight's show, I think we'll just go right into the calls because we got
to... It is called Free Talk Live, after all.
Indeed. Let's talk to Keith in Michigan. Hi, Keith. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Stephanie. You need to hit me up next time you're in Grand Rapids area.
Cool. I don't know when I'll be there, but I'll do
what
that.
Are you?
Grand Rapids, right?
Yeah. Hey, I just wanted to touch base on what you guys were talking about earlier about... I was calling in about the inanimate objects, about kids turning them into weapons, but... I'll touch subject on the when you guys were talking about people buying products from counterfeit companies as far as Gucci and all those types of products.
Yeah.
I just wanted to press the subject about people really wanting to think about what kinds of companies they're actually funding when they buy those things. I was listening to the radio earlier this week about, a lot of counterfeit people, a lot of counterfeit companies are actually funded by terrorism groups. And I'm sure not all of them are, but you really need to think about, you know, when you buy Folkleys or Gucci type, purses or products, who are you really, you know, putting your money towards? You know,
I think you could ask the same.
Providing just as good of a service.
Well, you could ask the same question about Oakley and Gucci. I mean, like Nike and Adidas, often they're like high name brands, and they often get all kinds of crap for like their manufacturing practices. Sweatshops. Nike was like the worst with sweatshops in the 90s. That was like spawned the whole book.
I support sweatshops personally.
You support sweatshops.
Okay, so I think sweatshop is a disparaging term.
Uh-huh.
And what a sweatshop is a place where somebody goes to work, which is the best place that they can find to work at a time. And I personally do not want to take away their opportunity to find the best job they can.
What, Keith, go ahead. What were you saying?
I was going to say, and by somebody, you mean a 7-year-old kid? Is that what you mean?
Well, I don't know if it's a 7-year-old kid, but I think that in some cases you're talking about adults. But okay, let's talk about 7-year-old kids. I had a job at 12. I mean,
okay, but that was by your own choice. I don't think they're really being...
When you're in poorer countries, your choices are diminished. I don't think anybody should be, instituted in slavery. No, but
I'm with you, Keith. I mean, those conditions are very similar to they're deplorable. I mean, they're just not good. There's health risks and, you know, just work conditions that an American would never dream of undertaking. However, it's really hard to know where everything you buy comes from. Like, you could really spend a lot of time and effort just looking into the practices of every single thing you buy.
But do you understand how, if you deplore sweatshops, you make third world countries like Bangladesh poorer, not richer? Like, those people there aren't going to have... The reason they go to work at sweatshops...
I support micro-lending, people spending their own, you know...
They can't really want to have a job if they're paying back.
I think we need to understand that making them poorer is okay if we're making the people more happy. If we're making the quality of life less than what it is, if they're going to be working in sweatshops at 7 years old, then I think they deserve to be a little more happier living than being sad.
Sorry, Keith, we got to dump you. Thanks for the call.
Okay, so I didn't like at 7 years old going to school either. There's lots of things that we don't like. And you're not going to make them better by wishing that they would be better.
Mm-hmm.
So the best way to make them better, consider that 7-year-olds worked here in the United States. in the past. And that's one of the reasons why we have a mature, developed economy on the world stage today is because, yep, seven-year-olds worked. I'm not saying that I support or don't support seven-year-olds working. I think that, yeah, my son's six, and I try to get him to work. Now, under what conditions? I don't think that you, an army of seven-year-olds is very good labor, frankly. And I don't know, I haven't seen any pictures of these seven-year-olds hard at work, but I assume if they are working, they're working for a reason, which is to have a better life for themselves. I don't know really what else to say.
I feel like it sounds like a choice of the lesser two evils. But that's, again, as we always say on this show, you're still choosing, like, an evil. I think, I mean, because that's inferring that for a third world country to get to, say, a first world status, and even assuming that first world status is somehow superior, because I think what the caller was kind of saying was an interesting point, because there is a difference between the standard of living and the quality of life. They are not equitable. They don't, you know, they're not the same. One can be higher and the other can be significantly lower. The standard of living can be very high and your quality of life could suck, you know. And so if it takes a country to go through the Industrial Revolution and the working conditions of the Industrial Revolution to get to a first world status, I think there's a problem with the system than there is with the fact that a country's poor.
Well, I would love to see this way.
Yeah, I don't know it.
Step in and go from Haiti to Finland in the course of a year, but I haven't seen that happen. What I have seen happen in my lifetime was made in Japan meant junk when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And now it means the best computer, you know,
the symbol of absolute quality.
It's where intellectual property around computers comes out of. Like, nothing's even made in Japan anymore. It's made in China, which at the time was, you know, what it meant to me was starving kids live there. So in the course of my short, consider that the Industrial Revolution took a long time, and that trail has been blazed, and now your country in the course of two decades can go from dirt poverty. If you have the right laws and the right ways that companies can come in, your people can be exploited into a better life in 20 years. Do you want that for yourself? Do you want that for them?
Well, I think we need to remember that the reason that people are dirt poor is because of oppressive governments, and that may be the bigger fish to fry here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, that, why don't we focus on getting rid of the state, and then economic growth will happen at a rapid pace.
I love the idea, but the state isn't going away as a concept. It was the killingest thing in the 20th century. It's extraordinarily powerful as a concept, which is to say a large monopolistic top-down government hierarchy.
Yeah, but if we're talking about it, us talking about ending the state is going to have as much influence as us talking about ending sweatshops, maybe more, you know.
If you want to end sweatshops, you need to open up the borders. Because a lot of people that want to end sweatshops, what they want to do is they want to see labor in America, and they want to close up the borders so that people can't cross over here and have better life for themselves.
They don't want to pay $20 for a pair of underwear, though. Yeah.
But you do understand that if we open up the borders and we do away with things like minimum wage laws, that you're going to have people here in this country come here to work for $2 an hour to make T-shirts cheaply or whatever they do. They might have air conditioning, but I mean, you know, people, the T-shirt companies are going to go wherever they can produce T-shirts most quickly and then bring them to the United States and sell them.
Technology is a solution to this, too. Like, if we had robots making T-shirts in a factory that's really hot instead of human beings, like, yeah, that's a no-brainer. It's probably more profitable, too, because you don't have to, you know, like, worry about the conditions for robots. You can put them in a hot room, cramped together.
Nah, you gotta have air conditioning for computers. But nonetheless,
if it's profitable, it'll happen. That's the thing.
Employees are extraordinarily expensive, even when they're cheap. You know, I mean, that's the thing.
Exactly. And I don't think it's really a choice between sweatshops or like subsistence farming. Like,
I think today it is.
Well, what about microlending? I mean, that's a huge thing.
It is, but you've got to build the people you're loaning money to microlend. They microlending money to have to be able to pay it back. They have to have.
Okay, microloans have the highest repayment rate of any type of loan, and actually, like, they're getting loans for the purpose of building a business, and it usually works out well. So.
Money needs to flow in. So if you live in Stephanieville, and Stephanieville has $3.50, and there's four people, and this $3.50 flows around between these four people, your economy never grows. However, in Stephanieville, if I live in Stephanieville and I suddenly start taking in laundry from Brianburg, and then I'm bringing in a new quarter every week, then suddenly our economy is expanding from $3.50 to $3.75 to $4.
Give us a call. Come to Marktown, 855-450 free. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends Radio Show. The internet has lowered the cost barrier for a worldwide radio show to a price approaching zero. Yet there is one arena where you still need thousands of dollars to approach the audio quality of the corporate media. Doing a live spoken show with more than one host in different geographic locations. Our program, Fiend Phone, will solve that problem, and it will be given away free. Go to fiendphone.com to see what you can do to help. That's FeenPhone.com.
In a far future universe, Earth's fleet is shattered, rife with guerrilla warfare, interspecies diplomacy, and full-scale interstellar combat. Humanity is about to face its Trial by Fire. Trial by Fire, Book 2 in the Tales of a Terran Republic, sequel to the national best-selling and award-winning Fire with Fire, by distinguished professor and author Charles Gannon. Get it now from Amazon through shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Get
This is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night show. Oh, it's been an exciting program so far, full of conflict and controversy with me, Stephanie.
Brian.
And Mark.
Always fighting about something. No, not really. We're really the best of pals.
Even if we disagree.
Even if we disagree.
That's
about
right.
Sweatshops or intellectual property or whatever. And you can call us if you have thoughts on any of those issues at 855-450-3733. Bring up anything that's on your mind. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
And if you're having an issue with focus or feeling fatigued, looking for the extra edge, not Mark Edge. You want to go to modup.net.
That's going to cost you way more.
Yeah. He'll do anything for charity, folks. He's like Bob Hope.
He doesn't have a coupon code.
I'm telling you. But go to modup.net, modup.net. Studies show 1 in 5 students use this as a cognitive enhancer all around the world. Business people all around the world are using this. Very, very popular tablets. And modafinil, which is what modup.net offers. Now, to prove the point that they're delivering the goods, the modafinil that they offer, it is of the highest potency, and they are the number one sponsor of Reddit's third-party nootropic testing project.
Can now, you go to Reddit and, like, read the results of that or see how it's going?
I would assume.
Yeah.
I'm not much of a Redditor.
If Reddit's behind it, then you know it's good stuff, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you're the number one sponsor doing it there, I mean, that's you're putting your money where your mouth is, and what more can you ask from a company? So remember, Free Talk Live, we're an international radio show. ModUp.net ships worldwide. It's your responsibility to know, you know, what local prescription requirements and laws apply. Make sure you look into that and look into modafinil for yourself. But if you're going to get it, go to ModUp.net, and you can use the code FTL. And you'll get 10 free tablets with your order. And you can also use Bitcoin and get a 33% discount. That's right. ModUp supports the Bitcoin community and, of course, Free Talk Live. And we appreciate that. Head over to modup.net for your modafinil.
All right. And since I just Googled nootropics Reddit testing, I'm very grateful that I had my ProXPN VPN turned on. Anyway. Let's go to Skype. We've got a couple of calls on Skype, actually. Let's talk to Nathan first. Hi, Nathan. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. How's everyone tonight?
Excellent.
Wonderful. What's on your mind?
Well, first, I'm surprised that Mark said that there are only 4 words you can't say on this show. I thought there would be 7.
Well, okay, so there's the 7 dirty words, of which there really only are 6, because MFR is really just effer, right? Mother is an acceptable word.
And CS, is that one of the words?
I'm not sure what CS is, but, CS is just, okay, sucker.
Rooster sucker.
Right, there's just another word that you, so, yeah, you can't say, the words you can't say are, on as far as the FCC goes, are F, S, and 2 Cs, but Free Talk Live, we have a higher standard because we're on news talk stations. This isn't, hi, the morning, it's Mark and Stephanie. You know, it's not that kind of show.
Radio puking.
It's a different kind of show. So we have a higher standard. There are certainly other words that we will, we would prefer not be uttered on the air.
Is that like the N-word? Because I have
Definitely the N-word is not acceptable on this show. I just won't deal with it.
I've had situations where people have called in while I was in the first chair, so I'm in control of the dump panel,
yep.
And someone has used the N-word in what I would consider as sort of a tasteful context.
Yeah,
like
I gotcha.
It was a discussion about historical racism or something, and I was unsure about what to do.
I know I won't dump them and drop them if they use it properly.
Mm-hmm.
Dump it and then explain to them, look, this is, we don't use that term here on this show.
What if they
it's
say, like,
loaded.
What up, N-word?
Yeah, I don't have any idea.
Okay.
It's never happened, thank God.
I think only black people are allowed to do that, Stephanie.
So, well, how can I tell over the radio?
That's social pressure. And,
you just have to guess.
My good friend Julian, we were out at a movie. He's a black man, or at least, somewhat black. And a guy just kind of walks up to him, and, a black guy walks up to him and says, what's up, my N-word, right? And it enraged me because he never speaks like this, and this isn't – he would never address anyone in that manner. And he's fine with it, right? But I'm like, no, you don't do that, and that's not acceptable. But, whatever. I guess it's whatever it is for whoever says it, right?
I was not here last week because I was at a friend's wedding in England, actually. And I was talking to a Greek guy from England at their wedding, and he told me the story of how he had visited the U.S. once and went to Atlanta for a business trip or something like that,
uh-huh.
Went out with one of his coworkers, and they walked into this strip club called Onyx. And what they didn't know...
sounds great.
It was a black strip club. These two white guys walk in, and it was just like everyone looked at them, and they couldn't figure out why, because they didn't understand that, you know,
right.
You know, this is really not
perhaps
a place where you're
as welcome as you thought.
So he was like, yeah.
Strong social pressure not to be in there.
Yeah, there's a lot of these little weird nuances. Anyway, Nathan, we're just babbling. What's on your mind?
Okay. Well, I like the Animal House reference there. That was funny. I've been thinking about this, something that I learned or that I heard while I was taking a humanities class, and it's the claim that the most important parable in the Bible is the parable of the sower. And I disagree with that, and I was curious to hear what everyone on this show thinks is the most important parable. I guess maybe
what's the parable of the sower? I mean, I don't want to make it into Bible Talk Live, but just briefly,
okay.
What is it?
Well, just briefly, there's a man who sows seeds, and it comes to pass that some fall and are immediately devoured by birds. Some are unable to take root, and when the sun comes up, they're scorched. And then
fall on rocky ground.
Yes, and then some fall among thorns, and the thorns grow up and choke them out.
Them.
But some fall on good ground and increase up to 30, 60, and 100-fold. I'm not sure why that's not 90, but anyway. So the moral of this parable is that the word of Christ is analogous to the seed, in that some people will immediately reject it, some will accept it, but then when things get difficult, or like when they get in trouble or threatened, will just drop it. Let me ask you this.
Is it explained? Because, I mean, I remember certainly of having heard the parable and even had these little Bible books when I was a kid.
Well, actually, Jesus explains it right afterwards.
Okay, that was my question. Does Jesus explain this?
Yeah, well, this is what he says at right afterwards. So, And of course, then I think the thorns, I forget it. Oh yeah, the thorns represent worldly desires and such things. I guess taking up your time instead of pursuing the word of Christ or something. Anyways, it seems to me this can't really be representative of Christianity, because you can apply this to anything. You could say
it sounds like a great analogy for talking about liberty.
Yeah. You know,
that's what I was going to say, yeah.
Right. You know, it's an interesting point, Nathan. I mean, whether or not, I guess, I don't know if value is subjective or not. I mean, for whether or not this parable is the best of the bunch. But I think you can find a lot of the things that Jesus has claimed as a saying, you can find them a good 100 years ago, or at least a few decades away, being very common in the Roman Empire in the first place. Including the Golden Rule is a very popular one. Publius Cyrus actually said that way before Jesus could have ever been born. And he was not Christian, obviously, nor was he a Jew. So a lot of these ideas, right, they could work for anything, and that's probably because they were from other sources.
Yep. Nathan? Mark?
Yeah, I've got a parable. I'll take a
okay,
shot
hold
at it.
Please. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live, 855-453.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Sunday night show with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And you can call us at 855-450-3733. Bring up anything that's on your mind. Our website, of course, freetalklive.com, where we give away archives of our shows for free. Free Talk Live has been on the air for many, many thousands of hours. And you can find archives, you know, pick a year, pick your favorite season of Free Talk Live, and it's all there for you at archives.freetalklive.com for free, organized by year and with the little topic descriptions on each show.
Expresscoin.com. If you want to get some bitcoins or other cryptocurrencies, you can do it through expresscoin.com. They've got Bitcoin, Dogecoin, Litecoin, Blackcoin, Dogecoin.
Blackcoin. Woo.
You're liking Blackcoin today?
Yeah, I like Blackcoin.
Well, if Brian says it, then it's that. There you go. It's your Blackcoin outlet, expresscoin.com. They're completely legal there. I just wanted to make that clear. They're a licensed money services business. They're easy, fast, safe, inexpensive. As a matter of fact, if you use coupon code FTL, you can get up to $40 worth of your favorite cryptocurrency, be it Blackcoin or Bitcoin, for no fee at all. So that's coupon code FTL at expresscoin.com. Yes, they are available in Canada. You can even do it from your smartphone by downloading the app at expresscoin.com. Again, expresscoin.com, coupon code FTL.
Such wow.
Yep, that's the Dogecoin reference there.
Had to throw that in. Okay, so We are sowing the seeds of liberty with this discussion with Nathan. Let's bring you back on the line.
I like to spill the seed of liberty myself.
I know.
I bet you do.
Brian actually did not make that up. So one of his listeners did.
Funny.
The sovereign techies. Anyway,
actually,
Nathan. What's that?
Another verse that says that's a sin. So
that's in Genesis.
Right. So we were talking about the parable of the sower, where it's basically about spreading ideas. Like when you spread ideas, you have to kind of cast a wide net, put them out there, and some people will gravitate to them and maybe take them up themselves and spread them further. Some people will reject them outright. Some people will kind of accept them, but then like leave when the going gets tough and so forth. So why did you say you think this is the most important story in the Bible, Nathan?
Oh, I was going to say it's not the most important story.
Because
it's, like you say, it's a very universal message. You can apply it to a lot of things. I mean, like Brian was saying, you could apply it to the liberty movement. But in this case, he's trying to apply it to Christianity. But, you could apply it to a lot of things. It just doesn't really seem emblematic to me of what Christianity is. So that's why I was curious what Brian and Mark and I don't know if you're that interested in this discussion, but I was curious what they thought was the most representative parable, like the one
I'll
you
leave
think
it
of
to the
when
Bible
you think
geeks.
Of Christianity.
Yeah, well, so I mean, you had some professors say that the most important parable in the Bible was the parable of the sower, and that's fine. I don't know what important means.
That's what I mean, like most representative of Jesus's teaching.
Yeah, I would say that I don't know representative, but I you asked me important, so I had something prepared. I don't know what representative Jesus. I have no clue.
Go ahead.
I think Jesus is probably a conglomeration of some very interesting teachers, Jewish teachers. That's what my guess is. But he made, because I mean, certainly some of the things that happened with Jesus happened, to Osiris and a bunch of other fictitious people, but. For me, the most important is the parable of Lazarus, the rich man and Lazarus. Lazarus and the rich man.
I was going to say this is the worst. This is the one that turns Christianity into like an evil religion, in my opinion.
Well, one thing about the parable of Lazarus and the rich man is that they, the rich man walks past Lazarus, doesn't give him alms or something like that, and then or knows him, I guess is what it's said. And then they go to the afterlife, and the rich man is in something akin to hell, although it's never called that, and Lazarus is in paradise, although it's never called heaven.
It's called Abraham's bosom.
Abraham's bosom, I guess is what it's called, yes. And
he's got bosoms?
Well, I mean, we all have a bosom. Yours is
it shows how ridiculous the parable is.
And that, you know, he then begs the Lazarus for just a drop of water on his tongue. What's interesting, though, is that at no point do they ever say the sin that the rich man committed. Nor do they say, they're completely unclear as to why he's in hell.
Well, he's a rich man. It's easier for a person to go through the eye of a needle than a rich man.
They certainly say that. He's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle. Then you're not sure what an eye of a needle is. Is it that little door in the big door at a temple gate? We don't know.
Right along the wall. Yeah.
Right. We don't know what it is, but the suggestion is that basically being rich ends you up in hell. But then it's really the only good reference to hell in the people in hell, actual individual human beings in hell, in the whole New Testament. So it sort of legitimizes the story of hell,
exactly.
But never even says God in his holy word, never even explains why he puts this person in hell. So I don't know what the story is supposed to mean. There's all kinds of, philosophies. I enjoy the preterists and what they have to say on it. You're like, does hell exist? And what's important about it is that it creates hell as a legitimate concept in Christianity.
Yeah.
When hell is really iffy in the Bible.
Yeah, I would think without this parable, you wouldn't have a case for the eternal hellfire and all that business. It just wouldn't be there.
Right. Hell was created for demons. God's angels that somehow, the third of God's angels that Lucifer takes with him, but God controls Lucifer. I don't know what that story is. It's baffling to me. But hell's was created for them, not for people, according to the story.
Wasn't there a passage about unbelievers will be cast into Gehenna or something?
There's the lake of fire at the end. Gehenna is actually, Gehenna's used, that's actually the garbage pit that existed outside of Jerusalem. Yeah.
Speaking of hell, I think we're in radio hell. So Nathan, thank you for the call. We're going to move on. Appreciate your thoughts tonight. Let's talk to Dan listening in Connecticut. Hi, Dan. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Oh, hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'm kind of a new listener to you guys and trying to kind of make sense of what would the free state look like if it was all, if we could institute it in a day. Who would take care of the roads? Would there be taxes? Would we have a hospital? I mean,
in my world, there would not be any taxes. There would be hospitals that people could go to if they needed help.
Well, it's important to bring up, like initially, that the first hospitals in the world, as well as in the U.S., were founded by often Catholics, mm-hmm. were founded by religions, not by governments by any stretch.
And often roads were also insurance, independent. Yeah. People would kind of pay into, it basically was health insurance, but done like mutual aid. So you'd pay a couple bucks a month and there'd be a doctor on call for everybody kind of thing.
It's a question that's going to have a bunch of different answers, no doubt.
Yeah,
I think roads would probably be.
So if you have,
your
established political parties, then they kind of teeter back. They're not too different from each other, but they kind of find some equilibrium that they can exist at. And when I listen to the show and I hear different viewpoints and listen to different podcasts and the black sheep and all this stuff, is that there's a wide variation between everybody's feeling of what that would look like. And given that there are other countries which are statist, wouldn't we just get overrun?
Okay, I think that this is really excellent. Probably the single best argument against a free enclave, a free place, because free state kind of is it's the Free State Project from freestateproject.org. But, a free place might very well be overrun by a place that's, a tyrannical country who puts all their efforts into militarization, a la North Korea or the Soviet Union. Like these organizations did a very good job of sort of ramping up their military and probably.
How about the U.S.?
The U.S. creates puppet states, and they wouldn't. It's not quite as.
No, they still occupy places, but. Yeah, anyway. Dan, if you would, hold the line for a minute. I'd like to continue this discussion. I mean, nobody really knows what a free society would look like. Everybody has their guesses and their little pet ideas about what it would be like. I can say that I don't know what it would look like either, but. I know that it wouldn't involve force, and that's what I'm most interested in. What about you? 855-450-3733 is our number here on Free Talk Live, Sunday show. Final segment coming up.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, capsicum, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition, and we are kicking off the final segment of tonight's show. There might be still... I don't think I'm even going to give the phone number out because we're kind of loaded up. So if you want to call it, maybe best to do it tomorrow night. Free Talk Live is on 7 nights a week. And we've also got podcast archives posted on our website, which is freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And just want to take a quick minute out to let you know, we all have some sort of side projects, don't we? Mark has a podcast. It's called The Edgington Post. He interviews interesting people.
I particularly enjoyed your interview with Ben Bova.
It was fun. It was awesome.
Yeah. Great thoughts.
Yep. And you can access that on freetalklive.com. You subscribe to Mark's podcast. Brian also has a podcast called Sovereign Tech, SOVRYNTech.com is your website. You do a weekly technology show, and it is fun. I mean, your podcast is just fun to listen to. I never miss a show.
I can get a little heated, but it is fun.
And I am a voice actor, and if you want to check out my voice work, you can go to smvoice.info and hire me for your next voiceover project, if you so desire, if you're so inclined. Let's go right back to Dan in Connecticut. Now, Dan, we were kind of talking about your vision or different visions for a free society.
Yeah.
Mark, one of the difficult things
here, Dan, is you've sort of thrown out my roads and the hospitals and, like foreign countries invading and all these things. And these are a lot of issues. There's very big issues in the liberty world.
Well,
I'd love to talk to you about...
Maybe we could just go to one.
That's what I want to do.
We have the immigration thing down on the border, or lack thereof. How do you guys see that playing out? I mean, what's the
immigration. Remember, the problems have been created by the political process being in play up to this point. So
we all agree on that.
So I say that it, that what we need to do is we need to let hardworking people, intelligent people come into this country and build things that are better for all of us. That would be a really awesome thing. And so I recommend immediately cut all forms of welfare that, you know, things that promote sloth and allow people to come here and build a better life for themselves and their families immediately. That'll put pressure on neighboring nations, specifically nations like Canada and Mexico and Central American nations. If their citizenry is coming to the United States in order to have a better life for themselves, they're going to have to create a better government very, very quickly.
Okay, okay. I get that. But are you so advocating for no border at all and people just freely come and go?
At this point, you almost have no border at all. There are tens of millions of people in this country illegally that are essentially working as serfs because they can't change jobs because they're the second-class citizen. I mean, at this point, the border practically doesn't exist.
Yeah, it's always important to look at what we've got now.
And the other choice is, you know, like building a lake of fire between us and Mexico and, you know, radioactive machine guns or whatever the hell people are going to put up there to keep out the people that want to build a better life for themselves.
Well, in my particular situation, I worked in high-level Democratic politics, and I've been a business owner. And I left that, and I became successful in the construction business. And as the state, the Democratic state here in Connecticut, piled on the regulations and the policies and the fees and the stuff like that, it got heavier and heavier and heavier. And as we had an influx of immigrants who were coming in and working under the table for other business people, I worked alongside them on jobs. But when the crash came, it was impossible to compete with firms using labor that was so much cheaper. I would lose jobs, and subsequently, you know, I have not been able to rekindle that.
Yeah, and look at the that's a problem of the immigration situation. In my world, you would be free to hire high-skilled people that have come here for a better life for themselves, have moved here, and that wouldn't be a problem.
Have you guys seen that letter that gets circulated around where they have Juan illegal and John legal construction?
Yes, and they compare them having a job making, one guy makes $15 an hour legally, the other guy makes $8 illegally, and then they show how much more money you make with $8
then,
illegally.
The still has the same amount of money because he's been taking all the welfare, and the guy who's been working has to take a second job, and he's totally broke.
Yep, I've seen it.
Yeah.
And I think it's a mess, but I think that if you put out a bowl of cat food every single morning on your front doorstep and then you scream and rail about how stray cats come and eat your cat food, you're a fool.
I agree.
Dan, I would love to talk to you more about this, maybe save these issues and call in. Sometimes the beginning of the show is less crowded for calls.
I'd love to. Is there an email I can send to you guys?
We don't really read emails.
It's
on
free
the,
talk live.
Yeah, on the air.
If you knew my background, I think you guys would find it fascinating.
I find it fascinating already.
You can email Mark at freetalklive.com or just call in any night of the week between 7 and 10 p.m. And thank you so much for the call, Dan, tonight. Let's quickly go to Aaron listening on Skype. Hey, Aaron, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, I just wanted to call in real quick. The thing I heard about intellectual property earlier makes me think of people I get this conversation with often feel like small inventors are benefited by intellectual property, that if they don't have this IP, then the big guys are going to steamroll them.
Yeah, I think that's accurate.
That's how they feel.
It's accurate that is how they feel. Mm-hmm.
Right. But if we didn't have intellectual property, I think the workers in Bangladesh, the sweatshops, could use the skills if the conditions became too bad. They could learn how to make a Gucci bag and then go somewhere else and make a Gucci bag and start competing with the larger companies.
Mm.
Fascinating. Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, that is an interesting tie-in. Is that all you had to say?
There's also another example. Brian mentioned on Sovereign Tech about Candy Swipe versus Candy Crush. The original maker of the game Candy Crush essentially got steamrolled by Candy Swipe he made, and then Candy Crush steamrolled them and then went out and bought Candy Crusher. so they could use the government to bludgeon this guy out of business when there's plenty of business for both of them.
Yeah, IP actually hurt this guy. You know, it hurt the original creator.
Oh,
IP
so
destroyed
this is,
him.
This is the popular game.
Yeah, Candy Crush. Originally, it was created by somebody else and was called Candy Swipe.
Huh.
And this guy, you know, I mean, he got screwed by the IP system.
So wait, what? Can you explain again what happened, Brian?
I'm trying to, yeah, let me think exactly how it went down. It's been a while since I talked about it, but Aaron obviously listened to it recently. Aaron, could you describe it a little better?
Yeah, there's a guy who made the game Candy Crush, or Candy Swipe, in honor of his dead mother, I guess. And,
right.
And it was the first game he made. It was bread and butter. It was what was supporting his family. Well, then Candy Crush, I guess, came along and basically knocked off his idea. And then when he went to try and make a stink about it and get a settlement or something like, hey, either buy out my IP or do something else, they just went and bought this other company, Candy Crusher, in order to have this argument in court, the same one that he had. Basically, he was knocking off their idea that he was the, so now they owned the other intellectual property to say that this guy couldn't use it, I guess.
So the first guy didn't patent or his game that he made, another company ripped it off, patented it, and then sued the first guy, basically?
It wasn't about the patent of the game. They couldn't patent the software exactly. They changed
copyright.
It up enough. It mm-hmm. was the name, yeah, the copyright.
Oh, it was their name. Wow, yeah. That's an interesting story.
Yeah, I mean, the sword of IP swings both ways. I think it's a great point.
Yeah, yeah. IP, is all anybody has to do is look at this. If you think IP protects the little guy, really? Where else in the political system and the judicial system is the little guy protected?
That's, I mean, a good point,
this
yeah.
is this is how big companies get you. They pretend like they're protecting little people. Look, IP doesn't protect little people. Maybe one out of 20 times it protects the little guy. But the other times it's used as a cudgel to smash the little guy's skull open.
Mm.
That's what IP is for. IP is so that big, powerful companies can employ big, powerful lawyers to stop innovation, destroy new ideas, make things more expensive. That's all it's about. It's about destroying productivity. It's about making this making it harder for the individual to have a better life.
You know, I just recently heard. Did you guys hear about this patent troll that was trying to sue popular podcasters because they were claiming that they
they own podcasting.
Yeah, they claimed that they had some kind of patent on podcasting.
But Adam Carolla, they sued him, and he's trying to make sure that like he won't let them unsue him.
Right.
They're trying to drop the case, but he won't let them.
Yeah, exactly, because he wants
God bless
to
Adam Carolla.
Prove that it's BS, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And also stifles innovation, I think. With you could have these small innovations, like with rifling and such, that you can't have if you have IP. No one could make a new phone from scratch, but they could maybe make a small innovation to an iPhone. Mm.
Good points, Aaron, tonight. Yeah, thank you for calling in. We're out of time. This has been Free Talk Live. Our website, freetalklive.com. Check back a little later tonight for the archives of the show. And have a great week. We'll see you next time.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body.
A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.